18th, 2017. We'll first introduce staff and the board. Staff first.
Andy Evans, board member.
Oh, okay. Board first. Bill Lee, first board member.
Randy Lackner, board member.
Dawn Terrell, board member.
And then staff.
Julia Dodds, Planning, Development, and Sustainability.
Josh Bussard, PDS.
Amy Chappell, County Attorney's Office.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Approval of the December 21st minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, election of officers for 2017.
I nominate Bill to be president. Chair.
You want to nominate anybody else to, you want to? Anybody else as the vice chair and the, is there a secretary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, vice chair and secretary.
David as vice president and Dawn as secretary.
I'll second that.
Okay, we need a roll call for that probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Evans?
I might not be using the computer.
Aye.
Parsons, well, he's not here.
Yeah.
Lee first.
Aye.
Terrell.
Aye.
Lackender.
Aye.
Okay. Nothing changes. All right, applications for public hearing.
Okay, so.
You need some time on that, or is there?
No, I think it's.
I think it's gonna come up.
I don't understand why we have four different kinds of TVs in this room, but.
Okay, well, we have the paperwork here anyway, so. Variance application number 26954 of home repair team requesting a front yard setback variance. Staff, what's your report?
Yep, so hang on, I gotta pull up this PowerPoint here. So anyway, so this is a request from the front yard setback regulations in the light industrial district. It's located basically in the reservoir drive area in between on Highway 965. And this is to facilitate site plan approval and building permit for a 40 by 80 foot commercial warehouse. So the required setback in the ML district right now is 50 feet on all sides, so that's 50 feet in the front. They're requesting a 10 foot setback. So you can see the location here. This is where Dance over at Doors and More is the landscaping business is located. Here's 380 Highway 965, right before the res. So here is the proposed structure. Here are two existing commercial condos right here and here. And there are currently businesses that are using these condos. So they're condoed out, and there are different businesses that are unrelated in the buildings here. So as you can see here, here's the proposed structure as it sits. So here's the current setback is 50 feet. They're requesting 10. And historically, when this lot was platted and zoned light industrial, the setbacks in the front yard were only 25 feet, and then there was no setback requirement, so essentially zero on the rear and sides. So this is one of the reasons why this lot seems to be a little bit smaller than other industrial zone lots. So. Just a little bit about this property. I already talked about its commercial condos. It was platted in 1998, at the time when the setback requirement for front yard is 25 feet. So they need to apply for a building permit in order to build this structure. So generally, when we receive a variance request, we administratively deny a building permit and say you don't meet setback requirements for this building. So what's going on right now, so since this is a an industrial zone lot, and we really don't get many variances for the commercial industrial districts, at least none that I can remember since I've been here, is that you have to site plan first. And you have to site plan and then you get your building permit. So we've essentially denied their site plan. So this is how this process is going to work. They'll get, if they receive the variance, they'll create a site plan based on that variance. And the hardship analysis, so the subdivision was planted with the smaller setback requirements, thus the smaller lots. So whatever the people who created the property owners, when the lot was planted and created, they planted it keeping in mind that the front yard setbacks would be 25 feet and there would be no rear or side yard setback. So if you go back to this picture, you notice how close these buildings are to the lot line. It's because there was no setback required, and again, thus the smaller lot. So that's the hardship. Making this variance is not going to alter the primary use. It's going to expand it, we feel. And within the existing setbacks, those other structures couldn't have even been constructed or built. So we do have several emails from the neighbors, and I believe that there are, looks like there are a couple people in the audience. I'm not sure who they are, but have you guys had a chance to review those emails?
Yes.
Okay. So essentially, just to summarize for everybody in the audience, the emails are, as far as I know, they're from the owners or people who have condos and businesses in these lots, and they are essentially opposed to allowing this variance for 10 feet. So I want to remind the board that the applicant has requested 10 feet. His hardship was that it's that when this lot was platted, the setbacks were requirements in the front yard were 25 feet. Staff really feels that a, you know, if you wanted to go for the 10-foot setback, that's your prerogative, that's great. But we really feel that 25 feet is more appropriate. That, they said their hardship was, it was platted when we had the smaller setback requirements, which were 25 feet. So staff is more in favor of just going using a 25-foot setback, which is 15 foot less than they've requested. And we feel based on some of our analysis that that could be done. The property owner, they might object and have reasons, and they're willing to voice those reasons. So that's all that I have for the staff report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? In some of the emails that we received, they talked about ownership. Is this one owner? Or is it one entity? Is that how it is? So all the owners own that lot?
So I think first it's important to note that how the lot is you know, what the condo association, that's more private property. Or you're just looking at, can this building, you know, are you going to grant the variance? Yes or no. It just pertains to the lot and the location of the building. But to answer your question, there is different condos, and I think some condos are owned by different people, but I think the majority, one person owns the majority of the condos, and I think that would be applicant. Only one person applied for the variance for this proposed structure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Got a question. On the association then, some have voiced their opinion that this needed to be voted on as association.
That's not our area. If they want to do that, that's great. If the condo association wants to prohibit the building of this structure, that's their prerogative. They can do that, just like any other, you know, HOA, homeowner association covenants, you know. But this is, they've applied for it, and it's up to the Board of Adjustment to determine if it's appropriate to grant a 10-foot setback for this proposed structure.
But when we do home ones, don't we kind of look at the association and what they've done with that? I mean, a little bit?
As well as any objections from neighbors.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you can take that into account in your decision, but I would not base your decision on the fact that the condo association is in favor of it or not in favor of it, or does the condo association's rules, covenants, and bylaws, are they going to allow or prohibit the building? So, because those can always be changed.
Any other questions?
Is that answered?
Thank you. Is there any, well, let me see. Somebody here who represents home repair team, would you like to speak to?
Sure.
Please come to the podium, state your name and address.
Rob Hayek, I own home repair team from 2698 Reservoir Drive. Two things, when I applied, when I talked to Nate about this, I was told the setback was 0 feet originally, not 25 feet. So I guess I'm a little confused on that, because when I've had meetings, they said ask for 10, because originally this was plotted at 0. And if you look at the future development plot, it shows that as a future development that was back from 2003 and 98. So that I'm concerned about that, because that's not what I was told originally. I was told that it was at 0 and asked for the variance at 10.
So that was our historical, what it was in 1998. I apologize, yeah. Nate was wrong. I looked at it.
Okay.
About
the condo association, I mean, there's a declarant. We all have the condo declarants that everybody signed when they bought their units. I own the whole building to the south. But on page 8, I mean, there's a future development declaration that everybody signed when they bought their units, knowing that those lots had future development plans that could be done on as long as it was purchased. I purchased that land and then find out that, you know, it's got this setback. So if we go 25 feet, what I'm trying to do is create space between the two buildings to give everybody space so they can get their trucks and trailers in. If we go 25 feet and still build that building, they're gonna end up with 40 feet, and there's no restriction on the distance between those buildings. Nate told me.
There actually is a restriction, but it's the height of the tallest building.
Correct, here. So it's like
14 feet.
Well, right now with that proposal, they have almost 80 feet between the buildings, so people can still get in to their units and back in. And so, you know, if we don't do the setback, to my understanding is that we can still build the building. It's just going to crunch everybody a lot closer, and that's not really what I'm trying to do or want to do. The other area for future development that was plotted in front of my building, my proposal is to turn that into some parking lot areas for trailers and trucks. I mean, I have trucks and trailers and everything too, so I'm trying not to impose on parking. So, I mean, if you want to talk about the condo stuff, I mean, I have a copy of that, the future development rights were in there, and everybody knows about that. It's not that it was hidden from any owners. When they bought their individual units, they have a copy. So
everything where you're proposing on both sides of that drive going in, you can build something there?
Basically where all those vehicles are parked, that's got a future development site too that I purchased. And so technically we could build there. There's an issue, there's two things. There's a sewer line that comes through part of that, so we have to deal with that. But just from a parking standpoint, I mean, I know these guys have trailers, I have trailers, we don't want buildings and the whole thing. And the other thing, I'm going 40 by 80. I mean, we could go 120 foot long like that, or 160 like that building matches up. We could bring it all the way to the front in that green space and make it the whole thing. We're not trying to develop the whole area, so there's parking, there's some concern about another dumpster area. I think we gotta put a retention pond back there. So, I mean, we're not using that whole buildable space. Part of it actually goes into the Corps of Engineers parking lot, that it's our property. So, I mean, I'm trying to pull it up. You know, we could pull it up further behind if there was concern about parking restrictions or space, but, you know, technically, my thought was, by getting 80 feet between the buildings, there's no problems with people pulling in, turning around, backing trailers in. So that's why I'm asking for 10 foot, because that way we don't have to set it back so close to everybody else.
Who owns the road out front?
Which one are you talking about?
That one house road or whatever that road is in front of that.
That's the Corps' road. So the Corps of Engineers, that's their road to get back there, because technically, the lot, we could combine that road that comes out there, gravel, that doesn't need to be there. We could actually take that space, right?
Who owns that?
that's the kind, that's the.
They own that road.
That's, no, the court owns that road, but that gravel that comes in and goes in between those two buildings, that's technically could be built on. That's in that future development spot, because our access point is off of Reservoir Drive for everybody. I'm not wanting to take that road space, I don't want, you know, we need that for semis and traffic and all that, so.
Between the buildings.
Yeah, this spot right here, I mean, technically, this whole area could be, because that road, our access point is here for Reservoir Drive, these are all Reservoir Drive.
Well, I'm just asking, who owns that road, because if it's a setback, your lot line is that green line, is that correct?
Our lot line's that green line, and this road right here is the cores to go back to that fishing area. And our lot technically is in the middle of their property, and I don't know how that works, I'm not wanting to fight that battle or anything, because they can use the road, and that's why I'm not trying to go back in that area. And from the building side, we were talking about, there might be a small retention pond that we have to put in for the water, that we put it back there in that very back corner with those trees, you know, so it's not really in anybody's way or anything, so.
Any questions, any other questions?
You can't go behind those condos to put a building up though.
No, we're on the property line, the buildings right now are on the back property line.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Any other questions?
And your building is the one to the south?
Yeah, I have the south building, that's all mine.
The north building's a condo building?
Yeah, those are, I don't know, was there five, you got five owners?
Six on the north, five on the south.
There's six other businesses in the north building?
Yes.
And you take up the whole other one?
Yeah, I own the whole thing, yeah.
You own it, but is there other businesses?
No, it's just my business, yeah. And I'm building that, I want that one for my business, because I need more space for some of the equipment I have that I want to park inside. So I'm just trying to do some storage there so I can put extra storage in. So yeah, I'm not, that's gonna be my building.
So if we only give you the 25, then you're gonna move your building into the drive then?
I could.
Is that what you're kind of talking about?
Well, I could, I don't want to do that, I don't want to come into that drive any further and get too much closer and hinders people's ability to turn around, but technically we could, we can go up to, what do you say, 20?
14 feet.
14 feet, well, that's not gonna work, I don't want that, so.
If you, and you go between those lines, you're gonna be off a thin building, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we do that, we would be able to build like a 24-foot wide building. Yeah, 24 by 80. So, I mean, we could go 25 foot, stay at the grass line and get 24 foot wide.
Right, so would he need to have about 20 feet in between buildings if he was to meet current setback regulations? So.
So the 25 or the 50 you're talking?
Yeah, if he was to.
You'll do the 50 foot, that's what you come up, yeah.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't need a variance, so.
And I don't want to do that, so. I wouldn't build a building that big then, because I don't want that, I don't want it that close, I mean, I know these guys have, they got a back end and stuff, I'd be the same way, you know, so.
And then according to their emails, they're objecting that it blocks the frontage of their businesses, so, right?
Well.
As I understand it, if your building will block the view of their business from the 965.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but it was plotted future development, they knew that would block their condo. It's in the declaration, it's plotted out that way. It's no different than.
So was there a reason that it couldn't be moved south of the drive?
Where at?
You don't own the south building, do you?
You own.
I own this, this piece and that piece.
And that piece, okay, so all three of them.
Any other questions? Any other questions?
In a minute.
Hold on. Any other questions from the board?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak to, for or against the application? Please come to the podium.
I just.
No, you have to come to the podium, because this is recorded.
Okay.
Your name and address?
I'm Scott Beacle, I own unit 7, 2698 Reservoir Drive. And just a short, I just had a dispute with what Rob said, the two development lots up front, he purchased the development rights for that. He didn't purchase the property. You know, that whole lot there is lot 1, and we all own that together, from what I understand. Just wanted to say that.
The lot where the, where the proposed building will go?
What's that?
The lot, you're talking about the lot where the proposed building would go?
What's the question?
You said that he purchased...
The development rights to those two front lots.
Oh, to the two front lots, okay.
He purchased the development rights.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Was you, are you the one, or one of the ones concerned about the signage, or...
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's got the buses, but I'll be saw that email.
Yeah, I got it.
So the proposed structure is in front of your building?
Yeah, yeah.
Would be possible if this is a problem with signage, I mean, this is enough to us, but to put one big sign out in front where everybody's name's on, so they could tell when they're driving by.
That exists.
Okay.
You know, my main concern, the very first concern would be, you know, that lot, number one, as that's in the declarations of the association, is owned by six different people, co-owned. That's, and I put that in my email, so.
Thank you. Any other questions? Is there anybody else here who would like to speak for or against the application?
Jason Shire, I own 2698 number 6. Probably the least affected by the whole thing. My door would come out beside that proposed structure. So I'm the furthest unit south in the north building. Right there, the white trailer parked in front of it. I guess I just want to reiterate the fact that I guess if you guys don't consider a condo association in your setback or your variance, but you know, we all own lot one. I was actually offered to purchase the development rights in front of our unit, and I came down and spoke to Johnson County about it, and with the setbacks and everything, you were essentially unable to build anything that was that amounted to anything that you could really do anything with. So I chose to pass on it. The initial intention by the person that developed it, Roy Anderson, was that he had suggested that perhaps maybe 10-foot storage units or a paved lot, and then he would rent the unit out to someone that did auto repair, and then they had it. Opportunity to display their vehicles on a paved surface, because there just isn't enough room there to do what what everybody wants to do. But and I just feel like, as a, you know, being the fact that we own the lot together, pay taxes on the lot together, that should be voted on as an association as to what development occurred on that. That's, I guess, would be my only point.
Thank you. Thank questions? You. Any questions? Thank you. Is there anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Okay, we'll need a motion.
Well, can I ask?
Discuss. Go
can
ahead,
I ask
yes.
You if this is such a problem for them on the north, why don't you move it to in front of your building?
I can, but we have that storage and that parking lot area right there that's already developed. And then right now I have a sewer line that comes down through the middle of that never was supposed to be there when they developed this. And so that would have to get moved, which then would be at the condo association's expense. And so we could do that, but then all these guys are going to share in that cost, because that's how that is. The declaration is the common elements are owned by us all. And so, I mean, we can sure do that. The thing is, the water flow kind of comes down from these lots that are up there a ways. I get a lot of water that comes through that whole area and hits this. There's the ditch was right through here. And so these lots that are, I guess, to the east of me, Don, all that water comes through there. And so where that parking lot is at, I get a lot of water flow that comes through there. And so this is kind of it's gravel right now, that whole parking area, but that would have to get changed in elevation, because we'd have to get that water, because it can't come down through there. I mean, I have water in the building. So that's the other reason. That lot's a lot bigger, and when I talked to the building department, because of the with the stormwater management stuff today, there has to be a retention pond somewhere. And so by having, because you have the retention pond, the area of the building, that putting a retention pond back there in that corner makes the most sense for all of us, because the whole water flows to the, I mean, basically at that property line, it goes down to the river. I mean, that's where the water flows to, and so the water management would be a lot easier.
Okay, so if we go along with the planning and zoning, that we put you back to 25 instead of going with the 10 that you suggest, uh-huh, then you're thinking about moving your building closer then to the people that have...
I'd have to think about it. It depends on what I want the building and the space I need. But yeah, I mean, that would be, we'd have to think about how far we want to go and that. So yeah, that's why I'm trying not. I don't want to do that, but I also am not going to build a 15-foot building. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to do a narrow building, but...
I guess the big picture is we have to look at the land. The land, he has the legal rights to build on. And just as we want to give him a variance or not, that's the thing. And as we, you know, we understand people aren't happy with some things, but if you have the legal right to build on that, then I guess I make a motion to approve to the 25-foot.
So before you make a motion, since there's only four board members present and you have three votes, I don't know if you want to indicate.
There's four of us, there's five on the board. It takes three, no matter how many people are here, to approve or deny an application. So if we were two and two, as an example, four and against, it would take that third person to get three votes one way or the other. So it's your right as an applicant to defer the application till next month if you wish to do so. We'll give you an indication of where we stand before we do an actual formal vote, just so you know, and then you have the information where you can make that choice or not. Is there anything else about that? But no. I had a question, not from you, of staff. And are there any other variances in the area? Are there any other variances along 965 that have been?
Not in the area, and I can't remember any time we've done a variance for a commercial or industrial lot, so it's pretty rare.
If you want to address that, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we just gave one of Dan's overhead doors a few years ago because he built that building too close to the property line on the other side of the road, and you guys gave him a variance to build it right on the property line. If you go
look
at his
one?
Huh?
Was that for the gun?
But then that was a building he built, started out, I think, you know, he started it and they built it and it's on the property line facing the road. It's on the road back here. But you guys get a variance to set that right on the property line off that road. And that's been 4 or 5 years ago, probably.
Hmm. Anybody remember that?
So,
okay.
You can't see it in that picture.
Yeah.
So it was in our whole corridor, right? Condo association.
It's kind of a lean-to, isn't it?
No, it's a full building.
So let's have a motion and we can discuss the issue, and then we'll do a sample vote first, or we can have discussion if you know.
If we're going to do a straw poll.
Let's do a straw poll after discussion, though, correct?
Yeah, but we don't need a motion. Let's hold off on the motion until.
All right, we'll hold off for the motion.
Just retract it or just
can
put
I,
it on hold?
Can I ask another question?
Just retract it.
Okay, I'll retract that motion until you take a vote.
you're saying that you would recommend approval at the 25 feet or the 10 feet?
I think we're more in favor of the 25 feet, but I understand that the way the lot is shaped and the way it's currently built out, that if it would work better for the property owners to be 10 feet, then I think we'd be okay with that as well.
And just another question, we don't need to worry about 965 expanding, and so don't we put these buildings out closer to the roadway? I mean, I know
there's... Well, there is, I think, 84 feet from the edge of the pavement on 965. To the property line now, I don't think we'd have to worry about
anything like that.
An expansion at large.
Okay.
Discussion, more discussion? I don't like it myself. I mean, 25 feet possibly, but 10 foot, no. It was 25 foot when it was platted, and that was known. With not a lot of their variances in that area and commercial, I don't know that I'd want to approve anything that's a variance, frankly, but I think I would go along with the 25 foot.
That's my sentence.
Candy, do you have, you want to give an indication?
I would definitely not go with the 10 foot, but possibly with the 25.
Okay. And we have a motion and a second, assuming that both of you.
I retract it, but I can make it over again.
And was that 25 foot?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion is 25 foot, right, basically.
And Don, did you?
Or will be, if.
Can I make one more comment? Is that possible?
Just hang on a minute, will you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I would probably go along with the 25 foot too. I don't like the 10 foot, but the only thing I am worried about is then he's going to move it into the, where the rest of the condo people need the turnaround and the parking and with his limo.
I agree with that too. I think that's the condo association problem. If the condo association doesn't like that, the people in the condo, that's for them to settle and figure out how to make work that out. So I think we just consider, should we have a variance here?
But how it handicaps the business with the limos is what she's talking about, right? And the buses.
Right, that's between, that's not our purview. We're not we're not legal. Well,
correct.
Not a
correct.
Court, you know, so.
Setback is all we have to worry about here, so.
Okay, so there's your indication. Do you want to defer for a month?
Or? Well, you know, like I said, I was told it was zero. And so if I would have known it was 25 feet, you know, I probably wouldn't have went through all this process.
Well, that's a whole different issue.
Not really, because I was.
Well, it's a whole different issue for us because you bought it, you know, you have to do your own due diligence.
Right, and so, I mean, the 25 feet, if that's what you guys want to approve, but I mean, if that's what it is, it is. I like I said, I didn't know that. I was told it was zero. By asking for 10 feet from zero is different than knowing that it was at 25 feet. So,
okay. You
know, if you prove that, that's fine. I mean, I'm okay with you.
Did anybody else have anything else to say? We still have an open meeting, so go ahead.
My only comment about the 25 foot was, so the rights to develop were installed in the 50 foot setback. He's purchased it, on the 25 foot setback is when it was written, but he's purchased it just recently on a 50 foot setback. So, I mean, I think that's more on his than us. I mean, because I was well aware that it was a 50-foot setback why I turned it down. Otherwise, I would have purchased it myself. That has nothing to do with you guys, but he purchased it knowing full well it was a 50-foot setback. So I think, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me to grant even a 25-foot variance. If it was the initial owner, I would say, or the initial person who owned the development rights, I would say for sure that would be an acceptable transition, you know, something that I would live with. But as the fact that he just purchased it, it seems like that 50-foot setback should set or stay in place. That's all I have.
Thank you. Anybody else have any comments before we proceed? Any other discussion? Okay, we have a motion, or do we not have a motion?
We have a motion to approve the 25-foot setback.
Do we have a second? No, right? You have a second?
I didn't know we seconded it. Oh, I can second
Oh,
that.
I thought somebody seconded it.
I didn't hear it.
I guess I didn't hear the second either. All right, roll call.
This is to approve 25-foot.
25-foot.
Evans?
Aye.
Terrell?
Aye.
Blackender?
Aye.
Leifers?
Aye. Okay, 25-foot setback is approved from this board. Is there anything else the board would like to talk about today? Mileage, how about an adjournment?
Motion mileage, Jeff?
Or no? Motion to adjourn?
I'll second.
Okay.
I didn't get any out, so it's got to be next.
What is?
Sure.
Thank you.
It's nice that you come out and check with Julie.
No.
So she's.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We have two.
Give me your second, I think we should.
Yeah. Hey, John.
How's it going?
Yes. I think the charts that are submitted to the deadlines.
Doing good so far.
I just heard that you were going to be out quite a bit. So I hadn't seen you, I didn't know how many.
No, she's, it's been 10 weeks now, so we find out the final, if they need to do any bone grafts or anything like that in 6 months.
Well, is it to go with the barn?
Yeah, and he only has events there, like.
For long?
I was, so they were planning on like a 4 to 6 hour surgery. I went to breakfast, came back into the waiting room, and they're like, so they're closing up now. And they were like, okay. That's what the. So